It's the Outdoor Show. Steelhead fishing, bow hunting, duck hunting, and the latest news from the DNR, all wrapped up with cutting-edge country and bluegrass music, right here with Adam Carpenter, and only on Fox 103.
All right, let's get our outdoor report in, and want to encourage anybody out there in the deer blind or anybody that would like to give us some information on successful deer hunts to give us a call, 227-8888. If you don't get through, because we are apparently having issues with our phones, they're redoing the phone lines right now. And if you're not the first caller on that line, well, it's just going to ring and ring. You can also call our main number, 228-6800, and we'll get the information from you one way or another. Here's some news from the DNR. The DNR and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service are seeking information in a wolf poaching case. Now, the only reason I bring this up is it's current news, and they're offering a pretty big reward. Up to $4,500 is being offered for information which leads to the conviction of a person or persons responsible for killing a wolf somewhere between October 16th and October 23rd in Baraga County or in southern Houghton County. There is a radio collar located near Froberg Road and the Sturgeon River in Baraga County. And you can make any information, you can make a report by calling the RAP line, which is 800-292-7800. And by the way, this money is being put together in a collaborative effort. The Michigan Department of Natural Resources Report All Poaching Program, a $500 reward. United States Fish and Wildlife Service, $2,500. Defenders of Wildlife, an organization dedicated to protecting endangered species, has put in $1,500. And as you know, the gray wolf has been relisted on the federal endangered species list. So we'll see what happens with this. We'll kind of keep an eye on it, let you know. But fresh from the presses from the DNR and U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, they're offering a reward for this poaching of a collared wolf. All right, so we also wanted to encourage you to check your deer. Check your deer at the DNR check stations that are available. You can go on michigan.gov/DNR and look for the deer check stations. And I saw the patch. It's pretty cool. I was over there today at the Marquette headquarters office and saw a number of really nice deer brought in. Actually, the first one they put on there, it was snowing to beat the band, by the way. Just blowing right off the lake, just snowing like crazy. And I watched the first deer I saw come in. Pretty nice buck, about 2.5 years old. And I guessed the weight right on the money. I said 174, and wouldn't you know it, it came up exactly 174. The guy didn't realize I wasn't working there. He said, boy, you've been doing this long enough at this weighing stuff. I said, no, I just seen a lot of deer. I don't actually work here. I was just checking out what was going on, talking to see how things were going. Still too early to make a comment on whether or not it's been a good season so far. Sure seems like it, though. Just a gut feeling it was a decent opening weekend. I think we could have used a little more snow than we were expecting. A little more than we actually got. We were expecting more than we got, I guess. Where I was, there wasn't hardly a flake. But you feel free to chime in as well, 227-8888, or you can call our main line if you're not getting through, 228-6800. So again, those numbers, 227-8888. That's directly in the studio. Let me know what you're seeing, what you got, or if you're out there right now.